Good morning. Our question today is somebody who stays up all night, for example, on Shavuos, is there a requirement to A, wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and B, if there is a requirement to wash, do we say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? So we're going to first discuss the first of those questions. How about washing? Is there an obligation to wash or not when somebody is up all night? So the Beis Yosef, in his commentary on the Torah, has an extensive discussion of this. And he says as follows, "Demashma shim haya ner kol alayla." It seems that if somebody is up all night, that you do not need to wash your hands in order to daven. And he says, in fact, let's analyze this based on the view of the Rosh and the view of the Rosh, but we have discussed in the past that the view of the Rosh is that in order to daven, one has to have clean hands. And if somebody slept during the night, it's highly likely that he touched something dirty, a covered part of the body, and there's a requirement to wash hands in the morning. And he also says to say a bracha before davening. So that is the view of the Rosh. So if the person is up all night long, says the Beis Yosef, it's likely that he did not touch any uncovered part of the body. And accordingly, if practically speaking, no part of the body was touched that would obligate a washing of the hands, there would be no requirement to wash one's hands. So according to the rationale of the Rosh, somebody's up all night, no requirement, the default would be no requirement to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Somebody could daven without washing the hands. And similarly, we're not going to say in contrast yet, similarly, according to the Rashba, the view of the Rashba is that somebody has to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning after he slept because he's Naase Kibriya Chadasha. He's like a new person, a newly created individual, and accordingly, we wash hands after sleeping. That is relevant that we are newly created, we are new being after somebody has slept. However, says the Beis Yosef, somebody was up all night who did not send his neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he was up all night. Apparently, he's not a newly created person by having slept and waking up. And then there would also be no obligation to wash the hands. So it turns out, according to the Beis Yosef, in his understanding of both the Rosh and the Rashba, that there would be no obligation to wash hands in order to daven for somebody who was up all night. But then the Beis Yosef says, maybe it could be that in the rationale of the Rashba was of the view that if somebody sleeps when he wakes up, he's a Briya Chadasha, he's a newly created individual. Maybe in the Rashba, even if somebody stayed up all night, you would still have to wash Netilas Yadayim. Why? Because of Lo Plug. Chazal didn't distinguish. If the issue is that somebody is newly created overnight, and Chazal instituted that we have to say, we have the Netilas Yadayim, we also have the Bracha, but we have the Netilas Yadayim because we are newly created. It could very well be that Chazal instituted that regardless whether the person slept or not, there is a din to wash Netilas Yadayim. On the other hand, when it comes to the Rosh, the Rosh was concerned with the practical issue, are the hands dirty or the hands not? If the person slept at night, then the hands are going to likely be dirty. They would have touched something. If the person didn't sleep at night, then they won't be dirty and you don't have to wash. So in other words, bottom line then is the Beis Yosef is saying we may have a nafkamina between the rationales of the Rosh on the one hand and the Rashba on the other hand. According to the Rosh, that the issue is that you need to have clean hands for davening, that applies only if somebody slept. On the other hand, based on the Rashba that we are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are newly created, we are Briya Chadasha, and we wash our hands accordingly, that would apply lo plug whether the person slept or not. So the Taz asks on that. Why is the Beis Yosef saying in the rationale of the Rashba that Chazal instituted a lo plug? We're not distinguishing whether the person slept or not. We would have to wash hands. But when it comes to the Rosh, he's not saying lo plug that we're not going to distinguish. When it comes to the rationale of the Rosh, the Beis Yosef is distinguishing whether the person slept or not. And the Taz explains beautifully as follows, according to the Rashba, that the rationale is where a Briya Chadasha, the Shetam Mishum Detzorich Adam Liten Sheva V'Hodaya Al-Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha is a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that applies whether we have slept or not. We still have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when we were up all night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal instituted La Plug. We have to say give Shavach. We have to give Hodayah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in general, when we wake up in the morning, we are newly created beings. We have to give that bracha. We have the opportunity to say the bracha. We have the opportunity to wash. We'll focus on washing right now, and then we'll get to the bracha. And we have that concept, La Plug, to wash our hands, Netilas Yadayim, because we are newly created, regardless of having slept or not. On the other hand, according to the Rosh, he's not saying that the bracha is a shevach, that it's a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather the concept of washing the hands is to save us from the avera of davening with filthy hands. And accordingly, in order to remove that avera, in order to remove the filth, that's only going to apply when somebody slept. But if somebody was up, we don't have to save ourselves. Chazal wouldn't have to institute a lob klug in that situation. It only applies when we have the problem. But if we don't have the problem, this isn't a shevach and hodaya washing hands. It's when we have a problem, we have a challenge, we have dirty hands, we have to address it. But if we stayed up all night, we don't have an issue whatsoever. So it turns out that that is why we have a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashba. According to the Rosh, we would say only if you slept, do you have to wash hands in the morning. According to the Rashba, whether you slept or not, still we have this opportunity. It's a Sheva, Chodaya, Chazal instituted to wash the hands regardless whether somebody slept or not. So how about when it comes to a psak halacha on this? Number one. And number two, how about saying the bracha? So now we're going to look at the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows, that if somebody was up all night, we have a safek whether you have to wash your hands or not in the morning in order to daven, and in order to remove the ruach ra'ah from somebody's hands. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying it's a safek. He's not talking about saying the bracha. He's saying we have a safek. Do you need to wash your hands or not? That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't say yes, no. There's a safek. There's a safek on this. Maybe wash, maybe don't wash. The Ramah adds on. Ramah is saying for Ashkenazim, v'yitlam. You should wash. You have a safek. But wash without a bracha, below bracha. That's the psak of the Ramah. Somebody up all night, wash the hands in the morning, but don't say a bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds on that there are some achronim who disagree with the Ramah, and that they are of the view not only should you wash, but you should say the bracha as well. And on the other hand, there are achronim who agree with the Ramah, wash, but don't say the bracha. And accordingly, the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'chol zeb lo aset tzrachav. This is all talking about this machlokes. Should you say the bracha? Should you not say the bracha? If you did not go to the bathroom. However, if you did go to the bathroom before davening, you went to the bathroom, time to daven, the haskamas, the achronim agree that you should wash your hands and say a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah, very important. Mishnah Berurah is saying to us as follows, that we have a machlokes and achronim. Somebody who stays up all night, should you wash your hands with a bracha or without a bracha? The Ramah tells us, wash without a bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that whole machlokas, do you say a bracha or not, applies if you didn't go to the bathroom before davening. However, if you did go to the bathroom before davening, then not only should you wash, you should say the bracha as well. So accordingly, the Mishnah Berurah adds on what would be proper, the ideal way to do it if somebody is up all night, like Shavuos, which is coming up. On Shavuos, what should you do? So you're up all night learning, coming close to davening, Yaset Rachav, you should go to the bathroom. He's talking about make number two. Or if you go number one, you should wipe yourself. And accordingly, if you do that, the Kulei Alma Aposkim would agree that you are obligated not only to wash your hands, but as well to say the bracha al netilas yadayim and asher yatzar. So that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And the advice of the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody is up all night, indeed, go to the bathroom, wipe yourself, and then you're obligated not only in washing the hands, but also al netilas yadayim and asher yatzar. Just to mention, the Aruch HaShulchan is of the view that somebody who is awake all night, even if you don't go to the bathroom, you would have to wash your hands and say al netilas yadayim. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a different take. He's paskening. He's paskening not like the Mishnah Berurah, not like the Ramah, saying wash without a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying if you're up all night, even if you didn't go to the bathroom, doesn't matter. Chazal instituted the bracha al netilas yadayim, so we would say it regardless. He You stay up all night, still say, still wash, still say on the Tilas Yadayim whether you went to the bathroom or not, according to the Orach HaShulchan. Have a wonderful day.